This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Helen here. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun. 7 past the hour. Or telephone number 855-200-1776. Extension 2. Love to hear from you. 855-200-1776. Whatever's on your mind today. This is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We want to hear from you. So give us a call. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell of the team at MyPillow have some great deals going right now. And if you use the promo code Scott, you get even better deals. Most comfortable slippers you'll ever own right now are $90 off. No kidding, $49.98 when you use the promo code Scott. And they are so comfortable. I can't even begin to tell you. Slip-ons, moccasins, they've got them all. They now have sandals as well. And sliders, I guess they call them. And some of those as low as $19.98. Three-piece towel sets at $19.98 now, too. Sheets at $39.98. And lots of great specials. Just click on the Radio Listener Specials box, and you'll get all the great deals. All the ones I'm talking about here. Down blankets. Waffle blankets. Are those any good? Normally $120 for $49.98 right now. It's a great deal. The dog beds are great, too. MyPillow.com or call this number, 800-506-9028. Hurricane Ian is still pummeling Florida as it makes its way north. Obviously, now most of the damage assessment in southwest Florida is happening. We have Governor DeSantis here and also Georgia's Governor Kemp on what they expect. But first, DeSantis.
There's two. Let's get on the commentary about the Lee County fatalities down around Fort Myers. They did have some fatalities down there, and he weighed in on what the, but the number may have been overblown. Here's what he had to say.
Two unconfirmed fatalities, in the sense that we don't know that they're linked to the storm. I mean, our assumption is it likely is. There were 911 calls for people saying, hey, the water is rising in my home. I'm going to go up in the attic, but I'm really worried. Of course, those folks are now going to be checked on, and so I think you'll have more clarity about that in the next day or so. That number that was put out by Lee is basically an estimate of, hey, these people were calling, the water was rising on their home, they may not have ended up getting through.
But they don't know the number yet, but there are some fatalities.
Oh, you got to think.
Oh, yeah.
That number is going to be... You know, and the sad thing is that what more can you do than say leave?
Yeah, that's the problem. And he talked about the rescue efforts that are going on now.
First responders from the local, state, and federal level descended on southwest Florida. The Coast Guard has been performing rescue missions on the barrier islands.
I mean, the Coast Guard's in there. All the local first responders, they're having to deal with people that didn't heed the warning. And I just don't know how you look at that unless you know, you're going to be good. You're up high enough, whatever. But man, oh man, yeah, it's bad.
Naples really looks rough. There's literally fires from down power lines sparking around. The fire department themselves, a couple of fire departments have been flooded out. And then you got the fire department out there doing rescues on people in vehicles, even. Just. a mess.
Yeah, the last, my friend Missy, who lives in Naples, the kids and her were at home in Naples as of yesterday at 12:38 in the morning. She hasn't posted since, so.
Not good. Tough deal, that's for sure.
Oof.
Praying for everybody involved down there. All the first responders that are having to rescue folks now, and those for waiting for rescue, it's a tough time. Yeah, Brian Kemp, too, did you say, from Georgia?
Yeah, well, as this thing moves forward and moves north, it's Georgia's going to be affected. Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia is talking about precautions that they're doing.
But we still are concerned about potential flooding and heavy winds that will be pushing through our parts of our state. We just want to remind everybody to be weather aware of that and to take precautions now to keep you and your family safe. We should not take anything for granted here. This team is certainly not. And I would urge Georgia citizens to be over-prepared, and hopefully this storm under-delivers.
Yeah. That's what everybody's hoping, and it just keeps dying out.
Brady in Vegas, calling at 855-200-1776. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to bring up the carbon capture that's happening in the Baltic right now. I don't think that's going too well.
I haven't heard about it. What's the issue?
Well, that's I'm just kind of trying to be funny. Maybe it wasn't too funny, but the Nord Stream pipeline, how much carbon is going up into the atmosphere? All that stuff that was trying to be saved in North Dakota with your carbon capture in one day with that explosion that was probably done by Biden and his regime sabotaging that pipeline, I don't think they care too much about the climate.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, good.
You know, how are they going to cap that liquid natural gas that's flowing? And another thing is, why was that power pipeline targeted and the one right next to it that they just opened up the same day that's flowing into Germany? That didn't get hit. So right now we have the biggest thing that's ever been done in the history of warfare by this regime. They should be arrested, tried for treason immediately, and immediately expelled. And we should be out of NATO as I speak and be on our knees asking Vlad for forgiveness for what we've done to mankind.
Well, I think you know the answer to your question as far as why was that pipeline targeted, right? I mean, this is obviously an effort to add to the pain for Putin and Russia.
No, well, one thing that's happening is you don't understand. This winter, they're already said for the United States there's going to be shortages of liquid natural gas. So I looked into that. And right now we're exporting more than this country is using to Europe. So when we sabotage Russia and take care of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, who's making huge profits right now on liquid natural gas? Our companies here in the United States. They're all behind the deep state. They're all part of the Illuminati. They're all part of the Vatican system, the New World Order. You're seeing it firsthand, and you're seeing Revelations, the Book of Revelations, playing out today as I speak.
Brady, thanks for the call. Appreciate your analysis there. Texter says, why isn't Naughty Nancy adamant about inciting the 25th Amendment concerning Joe Biden when it's apparently obvious he isn't mentally capable of leading this nation and is putting national security and American people's lives in danger?
Well, because the puppet masters, they're not letting that happen.
It's too bad we have such uncaring people in positions of authority, says this listener. Janet Yellen says every small business has to file more paperwork under the guise of catching a few money launderers. I call BS,
yeah,
says another listener. All right. What else is on your mind? You tell me at 855-200-1776. You want to make Kevin answer the phone, 271-1100. Daniel answers the phone when you call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. Kevin answers it when you call 271-1100. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with a senior digital meteorologist with Fox Weather. You have the Fox Weather app, Kev?
I do not. I have the Flag Weather app.
Flag Weather app's a good one,
I like
too.
The Mandino.
Yeah, exactly right. The Fox Weather app's kind of nice for the national stuff like this. But you can check those out. Coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios today, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Let me get you hungry here. Meatloaf. It's what's for lunch. 45th location in Fargo. Macaroni and beef with tomato sauce, MP Avenue. Oh, what's not to love about that? Pulled pork on 12th and I-29. Harrod exit on I-29. Salisbury steak. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Either chicken fettuccine or biscuits and gravy today. Either choice, pretty darn good. Valley City pulled pork or French dip. And Thursday means you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. So add a drink in there and you're still going to be looking good. The 4-for-4 special, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. What's not to love? PetroServe USA. Back to your calls after this, 855-200-1776. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 60-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of ice mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Off the strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane or natural disaster hits. Let me be clear.
This is a comedy act.
Because I'm sure that everyone in Florida that was dealing with this yesterday, the first thing they said was, oh, forget about the lanai, don't worry about the windows. Are you vaccinated?
Do you think this will translate, like, to blizzards?
Oh, we need to put that warning out for tornado warnings?
For blizzard season?
Be vaccinated.
The most important. Let me be clear.
How do you seriously listen to that and say, yeah.
Can you diagnose this for me? Can you tell me what do you make of this? When you hear that, what do you think is going on?
That's like people going to the gas pump and looking at $3.69 a gallon and going, forget about that. Yeah, but how about that climate change thing? Like, what about the climate?
What is going on here? Tell me this, folks. 800-228-0550, toll free, 855-200-1776, extension 2 to call us on the program. I don't know, like, if this was an uncle of yours, would you not throw your arm around your aunt and say, let's get him some help here? What are we going to do? This was your uncle. How are you reacting to this? Something's very, very wrong here. Jill Biden knows it, too.
Well,
so obvious anytime that they're... She's a caregiver. She's not a first lady.
Well, clearly. I mean, this would be assisted living time. This would be, maybe in-home nurse, which he probably has. Probably he's got a team of them that we never see. That monitor his meds and make sure he can, he's lucid. And
another question for you. Who's running the show?
Oh, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, Obama, Clinton's, Schumer. So the whole team is running the show.
Who says, let's blow the Nord Stream pipeline?
Well, that's a deeper question than I'm ready to answer right now.
271-1100 to call us. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says the Nord Stream incident took place in a zone controlled by U.S. intelligence.
Yeah, who benefits?
NATO exercises using deep sea equipment took place in July in the area where the Nord Stream incidents occurred. Who gave the order? Another listener, we say when will it end? But I think it's just getting started. Think about that. Let that simmer just a little bit. What that listener is suggesting. Another listener. AM 1100 booms into Hazleton. Thank God we still have What's on Your Mind, North Dakota. Of course you do. I appreciate that very much, and I'm glad we're booming into Hazleton. AM 1100 booms in a lot of places. Nice wide swath across eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota into South Dakota as well. So it is a monster signal, no doubt about that. And we're glad you're listening. Thank you very much. Text us. Other comments at 237-1590, 701-237-1590. If you'd like to text us, you can also call us at 800. Excuse me, I keep saying 800. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Another texter. Do you honestly believe Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee? Good question.
I do not believe that.
So, like, after the tsunami, the political hurricane that happens in November of 2022, then he has to exit stage left? Is that what you're thinking, Kev?
Yep. No, he will not be the nominee. He's not going to be. He shouldn't be in there now. I mean, he's just not going to. His numbers are where they are. None of that's going to matter. Is he going to? You know.
How do they exit?
Is he going to run again? Is he going to run again?
How do they get out of this mess?
He just says he's not running. He's just decided what's best for his family and blah blah blah. I mean, he'll stumble through that. That'll be done, and then the process will begin. And who will it be? Man, no bench. I don't know where. I mean, I heard Tulsi Gabbard speak the other day. I mean, she actually is common sense pretty, and she's even sick of it. She's like, this is ridiculous. So I don't know. Somebody with some sort of common sense, not any leftist freak show message, is going to be the one that we'll see. But it's not going to be him. No way. I'd bet on that.
Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. Remind me to bring up the question of the bombing of drug labs in Mexico for him.
Will do.
Because he's also mentioned in this book, by the way. Senator Cramer is. And I forget in what context or what it was about. I don't read swamp books. I ignore swamp books. But I think that's worth asking him about. That's how we started the program this morning. Texter says, here's what's going to happen. Joe will develop that illness like he told Obama he would. On his way out, he'll pardon Hunter. That would surprise me not one bit. Any of that. But what's the illness he told Obama he would? You know what they're talking about there?
No.
Joe will develop that illness that he told Obama he would. Maybe you're suggesting that this was always supposed to be short-lived. Don't forget, Barack Obama wanted Susan Rice to be the VP very badly. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That was not a closely held secret.
Nope.
That was the real deal. Didn't get his way there. Well, if he had, Joe might not be President Joe Biden right now.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Fox Weather senior digital meteorologist Brian Donegan for the latest on the track of Hurricane Ian. I haven't heard. Did it end up hitting of Category 5?
No, just shy. Like, literally 3 miles an hour.
Because Category 5 is like 157 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was like 155 or something.
Yeah. So we'll ask him about that. We'll ask him how far up this is going to cause a problem. Obviously, Georgia now, they're starting to worry about as well. Jacksonville, Florida right now, getting ready for the full impact as well. So still impacting Florida, but it's going to go back out on the Gulf Coast and then come back on the eastern seaboard there. So we'll get an update on that from a pro for you next on What's on Your Mind.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane late Wednesday, but officials say it remains a dangerous storm as waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have 100 engineers on site to do bridge inspections, and they work in teams of two. As they assess the damage and they can ensure safety, then bridges can be safely reopened.
2.5 million homes are without power this hour in the state of Florida. The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a five-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I'm
back in the Freedom Matters USA studios. A little research during the break here regarding that question about Joe Biden developing an illness like he told Obama he would on his way out pardoning Hunter. Story here says Biden says that if he had a disagreement with Obama as VP, he would have developed some disease and resigned. I've forgotten that. Anyway, appreciate that. Joining us now from Fox Weather, senior digital meteorologist Brian Donegan. Brian, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. What's the latest on Hurricane Ian?
So Ian was downgraded to a tropical storm earlier this morning. The winds dropped down to 65 miles per hour early this morning, and now it's actually re-strengthened a little bit, up to 70 miles per hour. And it just moved offshore of Florida's east coast. So now it's going to head northward in the direction of South Carolina and make another landfall there tomorrow, potentially as a Category 1 hurricane if able to re-strengthen over the Atlantic in the next 24 hours.
South Carolina, what else will be impacted from the reemergence of this tropical storm?
So there will continue to be a storm surge along the coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina through tomorrow. In addition to heavy rainfall, there's been heavy rainfall ongoing across central and north Florida through much of this morning. There's been over a foot of rain in the Orlando area in the past 24 hours. So they've seen some catastrophic flooding in the Orlando area and across central Florida so far today. And we're going to see more flooding impacts spread north through the northern half of Florida and into parts of Georgia and South Carolina over the next day or so.
Explain how this storm surge works. I mean, is that after the storm that wave of water comes in?
So the storm surge happens when the winds from the storm send the water onshore. So what happened yesterday, the water actually got sucked out of Tampa Bay because what happened was the hurricane was south of Tampa Bay. The winds were blowing offshore in Tampa Bay. That blew all the water out into the Gulf of Mexico. Once the storm made landfall, the wind shifted to an onshore direction. The water blew back in. So along the southeast coast from the Jacksonville area up through Charleston, they're going to see the water get piled on shore over the next 24 hours as Ian is to the south. So the winds are blowing onshore in those directions and in those areas.
So like the Southwest and the places where this directly hit, I mean, does that storm surge come out when the winds die down?
Yeah, so the water's been receding through the day in parts of southwest Florida. Yesterday, Fort Myers had a record high storm surge. It reached 7.26 feet, which is up to like the first story of buildings and taller than the average person. But the water levels have been gradually coming down since yesterday. Now that Ian has already moved off the east coast of Florida, so we'll see improvement in southwest Florida through the day. But the storm surge will continue to be a major concern along the east coast of Florida up through the Carolina coast into tomorrow.
How far does that storm surge come in? You know, how far past the actual coast?
Went several blocks inland across Fort Myers yesterday. Most of the city of Fort Myers had at least some storm surge flooding. It's not expected to be as bad as that along the Carolina coast, but the National Hurricane Center does expect anywhere from 4 to 7 feet of storm surge all the way up to the Charleston area.
Wow. How does this one compare to other hurricanes that Florida's seen, Brian?
So Ian ranks as the fourth strongest hurricane to ever make landfall in Florida. It's actually tied with Hurricane Charley, which struck back in 2004. So Ian and Charley are tied for the fourth strongest in terms of maximum sustained winds at landfall. They both came ashore with 150-mile-per-hour winds as Category 4 hurricanes. The only ones that were stronger were all Category 5s. They were Hurricane Michael back in 2018, which hit the Florida Panhandle. And then, of course, Hurricane Andrew in 1992, which hit Miami. And then back in 1935, the Labor Day hurricane was the strongest hurricane ever hit Florida with 185-mile-per-hour winds.
Wow. And as far as the track and whatnot, it pretty much come in as predicted?
Yeah, the forecast from the National Hurricane Center was almost spot on. They predicted it would make landfall somewhere between Port Charlotte and Fort Myers, and it came in basically right in between those two cities, right around the Punta Gorda area.
And you anticipate the impacts from the winds, although not obviously anything like southwest Florida saw as this thing took to landfall, but continued impacts how far up coast?
So we'll have tropical storm force winds over 40 miles per hour anywhere from northeast Florida up through the interior Carolinas over the next 2 days. And we could very well see hurricane force winds begin to spread onshore in South Carolina as early as tomorrow morning as we expect tropical storm Ian to become a hurricane again as it approaches the South Carolina coast tomorrow.
Question from one of our listeners, when all that salt water pushes inland, does it kill all the plants and vegetation?
I know it has a negative impact on them. I'm not sure if it kills them, but I know it does have a negative impact on them. It certainly slows their growth. I'm not entirely sure if it entirely kills them or not.
Yeah, interesting. Not going to be one of the many impacts, and that one probably the least of the concerns of folks that obviously have massive amounts of damage to their homes and businesses and these communities. It's extraordinary. Where is the worst of it? Where is the worst of it? By the way, the worst of the actual physical damage happen?
The worst of the physical damage was right around where it made landfall in southwest Florida, north of Fort Myers up through the Port Charlotte area. They saw the worst of the wind damage. There was a wind gust up to 140 miles per hour recorded at Cape Coral, and Punta Gorda recorded a wind gust of 124 miles per hour. It was that coastline along southwest Florida that certainly took the brunt of the wind damage. But there's been gusts over hurricane force reported all the way down to Fort Myers and Key West saw some hurricane force wind gusts before it made landfall in southwest Florida.
Wow. Any other little blips on the screen that you're watching that could be behind this one?
Right now, there's not anything that's concerning for the United States. There's a Tropical Depression 11 over the central Atlantic. It's nowhere near any land, and it it's not expected to track near any land in the foreseeable future. And behind Tropical Depression E11, there's currently nothing that we're watching to develop in the next week.
That's good to hear. Anything else you want to tell us, Brian?
Well, we are past the peak of the hurricane season now. That was back on September 10th. So while the season's not over yet, we are moving away from the peak of the season, which generally the most active time is from the middle of August through the middle of October. So the hurricane season's certainly not over, but we are getting towards the end of the peak now. So in the near term, there's no more impact expected to the U.S. once Ian moves out, and we'll have to keep a close eye on tropics until the official end of hurricane season, which is November 30th.
Continuous coverage of Hurricane Ian continues. You can download the Fox Weather app and stream Fox Weather 24/7 to follow all of that. Senior digital meteorologist with Fox Weather, Brian Donegan, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And it is certainly a story we're all following and praying for the best for our friends in Florida and as it comes up the coast. Texture says, on the left side, Gavin Newsom very much wants to be president, and he has a real shot at it. What has Gavin Newsom done? Governor of California. But I mean, like, all I remember his hypocrisy not wearing a mask when he was asking everybody else to wear a mask.
Yeah, having dinner at French Laundry.
Right.
He owned a company, made a bunch of money in California. Of course, he's Nancy's nephew, so who knows how he made that money. Yeah.
What's the claim to fame as governor? Has he done
nothing? Looks good.
Right out of Central Casting.
Yeah, good speaker. Can sure read the script.
Well, that will be a breath of fresh air on the left because we have Mumbling Joe now. So at least we can have somebody that actually can intelligently read a teleprompter anyway, right? The bar is low.
What bar?
The bar is really, really low. Tell you what. What else we got here? After looking for a deceased congresswoman, Biden really has to go. There's no way he's running this country. Similar comment earlier. Kevin and I did a little speculation on who is running the country. You had a long list. Texter says, war on drugs since you and me were young has been a losing proposition. I thought for a while the U.S. should take the fight to the cartel door. Bombing, even a surgical strike, is an act of war against an enemy. Tragically, if we did not attack the problem rapidly and strongly, the cartels would fight back with terrorist acts on American soil. There likely would be massive collateral damage of civilians, because the cartels would use innocents as shields, as well as the damages caused by bombing. Sounds like somebody trying to talk themselves out of doing the right thing, doesn't it? Now, something to think about. The federal government does not want to end the war on drugs. There's too much money and influence and power involved. The CIA has had fingers in the game too long, for starters. Think cocaine trafficking in the 70s and 80s, the Iran-Contra situation. Send lawyers, guns, and money. I've seen the atrocious videos the cartels put out of the beheadings. Those leaders are brutal, as are their followers. Blood would flow, lots of innocent blood. What wall there would be blasted? Then there's China, that has a toehold in Mexico as well. The opium wars have not ended, just the name of the drug. Interesting perspective, Mike. Thank you. Go to the calls when we come back. Who's waiting to weigh in, Kev?
Eric is on the road.
Eric's on the road. Eric, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now. reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, our final segment for you to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind. Eric's on the road. Go ahead, Eric. You're up.
Yeah, hey, say, I was wondering, does Rick Becker have a meet and greet coming up in Fargo sometime? Is that today, or do you know?
I believe I heard
Sweet
that.
Sweet Shots, yes.
Is it today?
I'll check. Let me find out. But yeah, it's at Sweet Shots, the golf deal on South 52nd.
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember what day it is. I heard an ad, actually, that talked about inviting folks to the meet and greet at Sweet Shots, so I just don't know the day and time. You hang tight, we'll find that out for you, though, okay?
I thought it was today, so I just say, everybody, vote for Rick Becker. I've had enough of the Republicans in this state, so that's my opinion.
All right, appreciate the call, Eric, thank you.
Nothing on his Facebook page. I'm going to keep looking here.
Pull up the ad once.
Yeah, I'll get the info.
Do you have the ad somewhere on the screen you can play?
No, I'll find it.
Yep. Okay.
I'll find it.
Rod in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rod. By the way, telephone number is 855-200-1776, extension 2. Or text us at 701-237-1590. Hey, Rod, what's up?
Hey, I'd like to comment on South Dakota went through the same scenario that you're talking about with your term limits. And just an observation from a non-politician, I'm not a member of the House or Senate, just watch my legislators quite closely. And we went through this, and we term limited our people, excuse me, on the state level. And then our district, North Central South Dakota, we had a very powerful, strong delegation who had lots of leadership roles in the state. And when they were term limited out, yes, we replaced them with good people. But it took a while for those people to get their sea legs under them so that we could continue the strong role that our district had shown throughout the state in the years prior to that. So I would caution you as a state about term limits. We have the right to limit terms, and it's called the vote. And people just have to get, if they want term limits, get involved, vote. I'm done. Thank you.
No, Rod, I think you raise a good point. Did South Dakota reverse that decision?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought I remember.
I don't believe so.
Okay, yeah, I thought I remember some state putting it in and then reversing the decision, but I'm with you on term limits. To me, it's sort of like lazy democracy. You know, it's like, okay, well, we have a chance to fire these people every 2 years, every 4 years, whatever, but we don't, and we won't, so therefore, let's just put in term limits there. And then candidate recruitment, especially in legislative races, becomes very challenging.
But that is the role in a democratic representative society. You have to go out and get those people.
You do, but when there's term limits, you've got to do it a lot more often.
But is that all bad? Isn't it a citizen legislature? Let's get the citizens involved.
Well, I agree, but how do you force somebody to do that? You know, I mean, recruiting is great, but you got to have takers. You know,
well, that's to me, that's part of the recruitment, and I think that's part of our responsibility as citizens in these democracies is that we participate. Democracy is not a spectator sport; it's a participating sport.
Well, I couldn't agree anymore. And we saw school board races this last time that had very low turnout, and then we say, "Hey, we're tired of schools being woke." Well, you got to do something about it. You got to step up and participate. You're exactly right. But am I misunderstanding you that you believe that term limits is not a good idea?
I do not like term limits. No, I do not. No, I think it creates some leadership voids because of a lack of experience, similar to what your guest was talking about, where he talked about, you know, One day he felt like he was doing a good job. The next day he felt like he was underwater. And then the veterans told him, hey, you're going to have that feeling for two or three terms. I agree. I think that that's the truth, that it would take several terms before you become a very effective legislator.
But your reasoning for not liking term limits has nothing to do with the challenges of recruiting candidates. You're saying that I get it.
Okay, I confused you. Sorry about that. No, that's not my concern.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Thank you, Rod. Texter says, a listener in Bismarck, I told the folks at KFYR that I was not happy with their decision regarding carrying your show. I have, however, found you on AM 1100, so I'm happy again. Well, I'm happy you're happy. And I'm happy you're listening in Bismarck. Spread the word, AM 1100. Love to have you. And if you can't get the best signal wherever you're at, AM 1100, again, the app is the best. It is so easy. It is one touch after you download it. Just go to your app store AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. It'll pop up just as soon as you put that in. And you download that, and literally anywhere you're at, anytime, boom, press one, you've got us. Simple as that. All right. We are out of time for
By the way,
another
the,
show.
The Rick Becker meet and greet is at Sweet Shots. That will be today from 4 to 8 p.m. South Fargo.
Thank you. 4 to 8 p.m.
Yep, 4 to 8.
Please answer your question. Was it Sweet Shots at 4 to 8 this afternoon and early evening?
All are invited, no charge.
All right, friends. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.